Over the past 3 weeks, the Winthrop Poll has been carrying out an ambitious survey gauging the state of race relations in South Carolina. Today, the first round of the poll's findings was released. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
It's been nearly a year since the Emmanuel AME Church massacre in Charleston, nearly 9 months since the Confederate battle flag stopped flying on the South Carolina Capitol grounds. A good time to stop and consider race relations in the state. Measuring the views on racism, discrimination, and generally how whites and blacks perceive each other takes a bit of finesse. So this poll started with such well-trod questions as the approval rating of politicians ranging from President Barack Obama to Governor Nikki Haley, and what the most important issue facing the country currently is. For whites, it's the economy.
However, for blacks, the most frequently mentioned problem with the United States was racism.
That's Scott Huffman, director of the Winthrop Poll, and he wants to stress this point.
At this point in the survey, no mention of race at all had been made.
When the respondents did get to those questions on race relations, they were asked to use what's known as the feeling thermometer.
So the feeling thermometer is a scale that ranges from 0 to 100.
0 means you're totally against something or very cold towards it. 100 means you believe in it 100% in essence or very warm to it. Respondents were asked questions like how they feel about the police. The mean for whites was 78, very warm. Blacks scored their relationship a chillier 62. But the biggest difference was found in feelings towards the Black Lives Matter movement.
The whites felt awfully chilly towards the Black Lives Matter movement at a mean of 38. Whereas blacks felt very warmly towards the Black Lives Matter movement at 75. Now, this doesn't mean that they approve or agree necessarily with anything they do, but they feel warmly towards this group that they feel are standing up and giving voice to some of their concerns.
The poll also asked people if they felt they had been discriminated against in the past year. 45% of African Americans answered yes. 54% of African Americans said no.
And everyone I've spoken to about it who is white said, wow, that's amazing. And the African Americans I've talked to said, you know, there's progress, but look, almost half are still being discriminated against in 2016.
And while both black and white respondents said race relations were much better than 40, 30, or even 20 years ago, they also feel that improvement has slowed over the last 10 years. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.